Hello, calls to this number are being screened by Smart Call Blocker. Please say your name after the tone, then press pound.
Alex.
Please wait a moment while your call is connected.
Curtis?
Yes, they're supposed to be sending me that this week. I called and they're going to send it to me, the copy of it.
You called the DMV?
No, the copy of my deed. I can't find my deed to my place.
Sure. Well, you spoke to B last week. And she mentioned something about, like, you will reach out to DMV to get the deed. So you're saying that you're going to get it?
I'm getting a title from the courthouse. I can't get no deed. I'm not going to pay no $250 to get another deed.
For the mobile
yeah.
Home?
If I can find my insurance paper, I can show you where I had it insured. You got to have the title to it to get anything insured. You know that. I had insurance on it.
Okay. Can you, I know, B actually mentioned something about, you will try to call and then request something through DMV to get the deed of the mobile home. She mentioned that.
Try to call. I pick up, hang up. Like I told you, I hate them. I hate DMV.
Sorry to hear that. So you tried calling, but...
I went online trying to get a copy of it. They keep telling me that my password ain't right. And I know what it is. I just got my license for my car 3 or 4 months ago on her name. That's stupid. I even forgot my... I filled the thing out for the title to the double wide. I put the year and stuff on it.
Right.
And when I went to put my password in there, it didn't add it. Tried to tell me it wasn't me that I was using a different address. I reckon so. And filled it out and told them where I was at and everything else. And the wrong phone number, wrong Gmail.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's going to be different from where you was living. I didn't keep my same Gmail because I didn't handle well on that, and I couldn't get it back because they said I had dropped it and somebody else had got the something of it, one of the words, something of it. The four something was on, and I couldn't get it back.
So you tried resetting the password? Is that what you're saying?
I tried to go into it just like I would normally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, what a racket.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Just let me work with it. When I get it through, I'll let you know.
Okay.
I've been working with it this week. I was up one night full of it. Friday night, I went in the one. Then I pulled with it yesterday trying to get it on. Then the day before, when was that? That's one day after you called them, I called them the next day. I think it was on a Monday.
You also tried it online.
I called B&B and I couldn't get on.
Oh, wow. That's
it said, punch this, push this. Okay, bye. You know, they do this crap. They got them automated machines like that now so that they don't have to answer you.
Right.
I know what that's for. Sorry, Punch. I want to be somebody to make a complaint to the headquarters about that Punch. They,
right.
The owners wanted to do that. I don't know where you're from, but I know over here in Lexington they like that. Anybody around close by in the county call, I guarantee you if I call one from out of Rockbridge County, I can get them. But if I call my local DMV, I won't get them.
Okay. So I think you've already, like, tried everything. Correct me if I'm wrong. You said that you couldn't do it online. You tried calling, but you cannot go to get a hold of anyone.
I'm going to try and go back online and see. I'm going to try something else with DMV online. I'm going to use my old email. I don't know if it'll work or not, but I'm going to try.
All right. I mean, do you need help, like, in case that will not work?
No, it ain't going to be number one thing to do, and that's with me come up off $250.
I mean, like, as far as what I, like, as per B, she said that we're really willing to take care of that. Like, we're willing to pay for it.
Okay, it may not even cost me that much. I don't know. I'm just saying $250 because that's what I had to pay to get the title to the double wide.
So I mean, like what you've said last week, or B actually talked to you last week, if that's the only way that, you know, we can...
Let me, would you take a copy of it?
Well, as for our attorneys, we would need the original copy of...
If I can get a copy of my insurance company, if I can get a hold of them...
Uh-huh. Well, that would be great. That would be a good start. Then I could...
They would send me a copy to it.
I mean, that's another option. But, like, as for our attorneys, we will really need the copy of the deed, like the original one.
Yeah, I'll do that, okay?
Okay.
I'll try that. I haven't thought of that. Just now.
Another option, though, is, you know, I don't know how you can get a hold of the DMV, but if there's, like, any way that we can have the deed mailed to us, that would be another option.
If I can get it, I'll mail it to you. But I'm not going to sign it. I'm not going to sign it until I'm face to face with one of you guys. I will send it, but I will not sign it.
What do you mean you're going to send it and not sign it?
Right. Wouldn't that be dumb of me, though? I'd be like, I say, hey, Alexa, you send me the title to your car and sign it. No, I want you to sign it to me. What am I doing if I do you like that? I'm taking your car and I could put you out of it.
I mean,
I'm not stupid. Might sound hillbilly, but I'm not hillbilly dumb.
Right. I mean, I don't mean to, like, make it look that way.
Please don't ask me to sign my deed. Man, if you do, I'll go off.
Okay, well, I apologize.
That'd be like me asking you to sign your title, send it to me to one of your vehicles. Would you do that?
I mean, I was just, like, trying to think of other ways that we could, like, really close this deal.
If you will sign me your deed to your place and your title to your vehicle, I'll do it. Sure.
Okay.
But I want to get yours first.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you there ain't nobody in my company nowhere sitting there to do that.
Well, let's just do this. You said that you're going to keep trying to reach out to the DMV.
And on the deed, it will have copy written on it.
Okay. Well, that might work. I'm going to get back to B, to our team, and let them know what's the situation.
Honey, you sound so sweet. Get everything straightened out, mean you might hook up.
I'm actually 29 years old. Going 30.
I don't care. You don't know how old I am. Do you?
I'm sorry?
I hadn't told you how old I was. How old did I tell you I was?
I don't know.
Did I tell you? Huh?
No, sir. I have no idea.
I'm a little bit older than you, yeah. I'm 20 years. But you sound so smoking hot.
I don't know how to respond with that.
No, honey. I'm just kidding. I'm 62 years old.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
A lot of people don't believe it, though, but I am 62.
You don't sound like 62.
And personally,
like,
I tell people that I'm 62. I'm 62, and they go, no, you're not. And I have to prove it. That's crazy, ain't it? I'm not bragging enough, and I might look like I'm 48, maybe 50. I don't mean no hard looking 50, even like Archie Bunker 50. Do you remember the show All in the Family?
Yes, sir. You shared that over to me.
Now, he was 50 years old on the show. And that was a hard-looking 52, wasn't it?
52.
He was 50 years old on All in the Family. I thought he was hard-looking. And I tell you another one as close to my age is Al Bundy. And he on what is that show? Dumb show. It's an idiot show. Hey, I got Rocky Mountain, Virginia, honey. I'll call you back. Honey.
Yes, sir. I'm here. Like, can you hear me?
Well, yeah. I was gonna go off, but I couldn't find a way of hanging up from you, sweetheart. I'm feeling in love with you. I've heard you so much that I can almost talk to you like my wife.
Well, that's me.
No, I did tell you about my wife and all of that, and I told you how
yes,
old
sir.
I was.
Yes, sir. I know the story.
I was just kidding, but you do sound pretty. You got a beautiful voice.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You sure do. Yeah.
Well,
let me look for let me hang up. I promise you, I'll hang up from here and try and make me another phone call to DMV and find out if I can get a hold of them. If not, I will try a 1-800 number I found for DMV this morning. I'll try that. Maybe I can get it. I need the money, really. I could use the money to fix my house up with.
That's good to know. I mean, that's what we're trying to really get you. So, I mean, if you can, like,
my
really
house
try.
My daughter's house could use a little work done.
Right. I mean, if you could go ahead and try again and let me know what will happen, that would be great so I can communicate that with the team.
I bought her this place where I'm staying up with her. For her, just in case something happened to me, I paid it in cash. I had people trying to buy it out from under me while I was buying it.
Oh.
The boys came, people. He told his aunt that he had promised it to me. Oh, man, she got hot. She cussed him. Told him not to never ask her for nothing else. And he told me he ain't never asked her for nothing, no way. I told him I was sorry she carried on like it with him about it. You know, it's a shame. You know, some families, I think that I ought to get off. I tell you, I work hard. Me and my sister and my brother. Well, I'm going to let you go, honey. I couldn't tell you that when you got more time. I know you're busy, and you let me know the next time you ain't so busy. I'm going to tell you a little story how dirty me, my sister, and my brother was done.
Oh.
It almost bring in tears.
Oh, no. Okay, well, you save that story next time. I'll definitely call you back.
Okay,
let me
try and get a hold of DMV again, honey.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Thank
okay,
you so much,
sweetheart.
Curtis. Talk to you soon. Thanks. Bye.